Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, What is Truth? Questions about truth. What is truth? How do we find it? Where does it come from? How will I know if it is truth when I think that I have found it, or when it is revealed to me? There are a lot of questions that can be asked about what is real truth. The first thing we must do is to research what it is that we are questioning. Sometimes this may take days, months, and even years to find the truth. But we can find answers if we are willing to work for them. There are those who don't want to know truth because they are afraid of it. Some don't want to hear it because they may have to give up things that they find pleasure in, worldly things, the things that have no spiritual value to them whatsoever. Many people would rather live their life in vain than know truth. Some people will not even question what they are hearing and will accept it as truth. In some cases, this could be a deadly mistake when it pertains to spirituality, your soul, and your salvation. Many people grew up believing in everything that was taught to them without question and continue through life in the same manner. Why? Are we so blind that we just continue following the traditions and ways of the world? Do not trust man. You know, people in buffaloes have one thing in common. It only takes one to lead the whole herd off a cliff to their demise. For instance, a pastor of a church. Does anyone question what they preach? Of course not. Most people trust them because they have a label. What about you? Do you accept it as truth? Or do you listen to what is being taught and go one step further to find out if it is true or not? Most don't. It's easier just to listen and go with what is being preached to them. God warns us throughout the Bible not to trust man or ourselves. I'm going to read a bunch of scriptures to you, so if you would like, grab a pen and paper and write these down. You can go ahead and put it on pause while you do that. Read these scriptures for yourself and see. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Ezekiel 33, verse 13. Micah chapter 7, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. If we follow or trust in man or our own selves, we will surely perish. God's Holy Spirit. We need God's Holy Spirit to learn the truth and also to discern truth, as it is mentioned in 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. In order to receive the Holy Spirit, we need to renounce our life by turning away from the ways of the world and follow Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and life. Jesus will teach you how to overcome the darkness that lies within you, the darkness that keeps the truth locked up in your soul. He will prepare you to receive the Holy Spirit so that God may live in us and we in Him. We need God's Holy Spirit so that we can become pure in love, have peace, happiness, joy, and freedom from this passing world. So, what is truth? Here are some truths. This world offers death. God offers eternal life. What the carnal life brings is lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, anger, envy, pride, self-indulgence, sexual irresponsibility, and so on. What the Spirit brings is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trustfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Satan is the ruler of this world. He sends out his evil ways to our minds and our bodily senses. We need to tune our minds to God's ways so that we can overcome and block out Satan's ways. This is why we need to seek the truth in God. Our human nature is corrupt, and our pride is the root of all sins. Without God's Holy Spirit, we are guided by our own precepts. Our carnal mind is tuned in to receive Satan's broadcast. We are at the mercy of self-deception and the ways of this world. Bible prophecy is falling into place. By the way things are going in this world, it won't be long before you see truth in action. You should be able to see Bible prophecy taking place all over the world. If you can't see prophecy falling into place at this present time, it won't be long before you do. With everything that's happening and that's going to happen, we need God in our lives more than ever. It is so important to build up our faith and to learn truth so that we can survive the upcoming tribulation period. This tribulation period is going to be so great that there never has been anything like it going all the way back to the beginning of the world. Man alone is not going to be able to protect himself from the tribulation period. He can prepare himself for this event all he wants to, but he will not be able to hide from it. Only God can offer protection. Are you prepared? If not, are you going to seek God for his protection before it is too late? Here is truth that you can count on. Read the end time prophecy books in the Old Testament. Read the book of Revelation. Read Matthew chapter 24 and other various places in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, there are curses that are taking place at this present time in the United States and England. We are going to need God to be with us. We don't want to suffer the wrath of God, do you? God is not out to destroy us, because if he was, he wouldn't have been so patient with us and also given us so many warnings. God has been trying to teach us how to live our lives so that we can live together in peace and harmony. He wants us to live a life full of happiness, joy, prosperity, and freedom. But man has rejected God and has always believed that he can govern himself. Well, you can see how that is not working out. The kingdom of God and God's government. There will be a time, which is coming soon, that God will have to intervene and stop man from destroying himself. When that time comes, he will send Jesus to stop the madness and put an end to man trying to govern himself. Jesus is going to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. Jesus will be the king of the earth, and he will rule it along with the saints. There will be peace on the whole earth forevermore. Imagine, no more wars, no more violence, no more hate, no more fear, no more poverty, and no more diseases. There will be no more influence from Satan and his demons. Man will live together in peace. May God bless you with all his love.